This recording is identity work for the in-between. So when everything feels uncertain, your mind is going to try to cling to what is familiar. That is natural. That is normal. But the in-between, the space between who you are right now and who you're becoming, it's not going to allow you to remain the same. There's no way. Also, you can't think your way through a transformation. You have to become the person who's already on the other side of it. And that starts with identity, who you believe yourself to be, what you've been conditioned by, and what you're ready to shed. So all of the I am statements you would pull out, if I was to ask you right now who you are, get ready to put them all aside. This exercise helps you track your patterns in real time, so you can see the difference between your conditioned self, that version of you that you are right now, and a truer version of you that you are becoming. And so you can consciously choose who you want to be moving forward. So this is not a comfortable exercise, and you might not like me too much after this, but it's like everything else, right? It's hard at first, especially if this is the first time you're doing identity work, but it'll get easier the more you do it. And then one day in the very near future, you'll realize how much you have changed. But every time you get ready to call something new in, this is required. Oftentimes we do it without awareness. Most people do, right? And we let age and experiences and trial and error kind of take us through our transformations. And we half-ass it and we loop around in different cycles and we sabotage ourselves sometimes. But we can also put in conscious effort that will help minimize all of those things and our time in the in-between, which is what we are going to do this week. So there are about 6 steps. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, 6 steps to this. And I have them written out in a PDF just to make it a little easier so you can download that PDF and you can follow the steps. But I'll just give you a quick overview here. So step 1 is to catch yourself in motion. So I want you to think about what you did for the last 24 hours. And I want you to pay attention to the choices you made, like you're studying yourself with curiosity, but without judgment, right? Those choices were not good or bad. They just were. I want you to ask what you did that day in those last 24 hours, what you avoided, what did you say, how did you say it, how did you feel, how did you respond to things. And I want you to write it all down, the small things and the big things. And one of the examples might be something like, I said yes to something I didn't want to. I stayed quiet even though I wanted to speak up. Or I said too much when I didn't need to say as much as I did. Or I scrolled through reels for a few hours instead of doing housework. Whatever it is, don't censor it. Just get it out of your head and onto the paper. And then step 2 is asking yourself why, until you hit the truth. So there might be multiple layers of why that you ask yourself around one of the things that you did or didn't do, right? And I want you to go line by line and ask why for each one. And then you keep asking until you reach something that feels raw and true. So for example, I can take that I scrolled through reels for 2 hours when I told myself I was going to fill in the blank, right? I was going to do housework, or I was going to reach out to a few people, or I was going to look at my finances, whatever it was. And then you can ask yourself why. And maybe the answer is because I didn't feel like doing it, right? I didn't feel like doing that thing I told myself I was going to do. And then you can ask yourself another why, because it just felt like a distraction, or busy work might be one of the responses to that. And then you can ask yourself another why, because maybe you don't really know what you're supposed to be doing right now. And then you can ask yourself another why. Because you might be scared that if you pick the wrong thing or spend time doing the wrong thing, then you'll get further behind than you already feel. And you'll also notice that there are a lot of patterns that come up, and a few repeating beliefs are usually centered around safety or worth, love or control. And those beliefs are a part of the framework of your current identity, right? There can also be way simpler examples than that one. So maybe you were watching a show and you really got annoyed at someone's voice or something that they said. And you can look at that and ask yourself a series of whys to see what about that triggered you and what is the deeper belief beneath that. Okay, step 3, rewrite the pattern. So once you've identified a belief that doesn't serve who you're becoming, I want you to rewrite it. This isn't about pretending, it's about aligning with your deeper truth. So with those examples that I used, one of the old beliefs might be, I don't trust myself to make the right choices. But your new identity, the one that you are becoming, would believe that I trust my timing, my instincts, and my process, right? And that's the strongest version of rewriting that. So rewrite all of your statements into positive statements that are firm, grounded, and I will say true enough to grow into. So with that one, if you can't fully believe the I trust my timing, my instincts, and my process, you can make it a little softer with I am learning to trust my timing, my instincts, and my process. And another example would be, an old belief might say, you know, I'm too far behind, right? But that newer version of you, that new identity, would believe that I am perfect. I am in perfect rhythm with my life, right? And then to make it a little softer, you could say something like, I am learning to move in perfect rhythm with my life. If you can't fully get to that, the strongest, the firmest statement for that one. Step 4 is to activate it through your voice. So I want you to record all of your new statements, right? So I want you to read them out loud into your phone or a recorder, whatever you have access to. And I just want you to say them out loud to yourself. All of the statements that you have rewritten about those old beliefs after observing yourself for the last 24 hours. Then I want you to play them back. And you can choose when and how you do that throughout the day. Okay? So maybe you listen to them when you go to sleep at night. And maybe you also let them loop while you sleep. Or you decide to listen to them the first thing as you get up for the day. And you can play around with this and see what works best. You can also say them out loud to yourself in the mirror. But I recommend doing it when you first wake up or when you are about to fall asleep. And then letting it play while you sleep. Because you want to have your voice speak to you in your most softened state, right? In that place where you don't have your guard up, in that place where you are relaxed, in that place where it can kind of filter in and reach down into your subconscious there. Okay, there's a power in hearing your own voice affirm your truth. It cuts through the noise and helps reprogram your subconscious with your own frequency, not someone else's. So I could give you tons of affirmations here I am powerful. I am strong. I am perfect exactly the way I am. And they're only going to have some effect, if any, right? But your voice has way more power than someone else's can in terms of reprogramming your own subconscious with your own frequency. And every time you listen, it's like calling yourself home, right? Saying, hey, that's right. This is the belief. This is what I believe. Okay, and step five, ground yourself back into gratitude. So identity work shakes things loose. You might feel emotional, exposed, or even a little low after uncovering your patterns. And it's all normal. And when that happens, though, do a gratitude rant. Say out loud or write down everything you're thankful for in this exact moment. But the key to this is not just rattling off things you think you should be grateful for that you don't necessarily feel grateful for right now. It's to actually feel it, right? To really like allow yourself to feel it and to get down into your body with it. So you can start simple, you can start generic, you can start broad, but just make sure that it's authentic, right? So I'm grateful for my breath. I'm grateful I'm brave enough to even look at this that we're looking at in terms of identity. I'm grateful for how far I've already come. I'm grateful for the sun that was shining earlier today. I'm grateful for that walk I took around the neighborhood that felt so good with the sun on my face and the people out enjoying themselves. Like whatever you can say that's true and that you can allow yourself to really feel. Because gratitude grounds us back into the present and it reminds us, it will remind you that you've updated your identity before and you can do it again. Because the more that you find to be grateful for, the more that you are reminding yourself of how much you do have and how really inside of you, you have everything you need, right? Okay, so step six, practice conscious choice in real time. So for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for the rest of this class that you are here taking, stay aware. Notice when you start slipping into your old habits or thought patterns. And when you do, pause. That's how you catch it, right? When something's about to slip out of your mouth and you stop yourself. When here comes a thought and you're making a judgment about someone and you stop yourself. Because really, you're going to pause and ask yourself a few questions around that. Why did I just think that? What is it really saying about me? Okay? So when you pause, use it as a time to ask yourself some questions. Who am I being right now? Who do I want to be instead? And then rephrase what you are about to say. Think deeper about what judgment you're making on someone else and why, because it always points back to us. Or, you know, take the action that you've been avoiding, whatever it is, making the call, checking the mail, dropping the thing off. That's how identity change becomes real. It's through small incremental actions throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, that all just add up. Okay, so once you begin to shift, life will meet you where you are. So between steps one and two is when you get really real with what's going on and who you are allowing yourself to be right now. Okay, that's where this activity can get a little intense and can at times not be that fun, because you've got to ask yourself some real questions. Why did I just say what I just said? Why didn't I speak up and say what I needed to say? Or I had the thought to do that and then I never did it. Why? Why am I allowing myself to procrastinate? What is that saying about me, and what belief is beneath it? I remember when I did this activity for myself earlier, like way at the beginning of this year, it wasn't new for me, but this was a new way to do it, right? And actually, my guides intensified it for me, and they had me on like warp speed, and it only took about 12 hours before I was stepping out into this new space as this new kind of shaky, raw version of myself that was ready to integrate and embody, you know, even further what that new identity was. But I was sitting in a group with other intuitives, and one intuitive said, I think you need to meditate, but with your eyes open and your palms up. And I was thinking, that's different. And there was a reason for that. So my clairvoyance and other things didn't take over. And so I tried it. And my guides walked me through an amplified version of this activity right here, right? And for like the next 12 hours of the second day, I was on constant rewriting mode, rewriting beliefs that were popping up. And I was seeing everything through interactions in a way that I hadn't seen for quite some time, you know, how clear it was, like, oh, I'm believing that. Oh, let me catch that thought. Oh, let me rewrite that. So it can get intense. The way that I have it laid out for you all is not as intense as a time that I had, but it will have a similar effect. And then we get to, like I said, the integration. The universe will test you. So once you begin to shift, life will meet you where you are. People, situations, and challenges will arise to mirror your old patterns and give you a chance to respond differently. So it isn't punishment. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It's actually confirmation that you're doing it right. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. This is where you get to integrate, right? It's the new identity being tested and anchored. So each time you choose differently, you collapse another old timeline and you step deeper into your truth. And then that's when the embodiment happens. And once the embodiment happens, you'll notice still the universe will meet you where you are. That's always a given. And the people and the situations that will arise, you will naturally and instinctively make new choices, right? And respond differently. But when you have already embodied that newer, more refined, more expanded identity that you are walking towards, the universe is going to continue to conspire, right? That's the law of attraction there. It'll either bring you experiences of where you are right now in the old patterns and the old identity and the old habits over and over again, or it'll bring you ones in the new one once you embody it. And remember, the in-between isn't meant to be easy. It's meant to be alchemical. You're not waiting for the next version of yourself to arrive. You're becoming that version right now, choice by choice, breath by breath.